This week, the coronavirus pandemic claimed an iconic Pittsburgh restaurant, with the apparent permanent closure of Essie's original hot dog shop in Oakland, known as The O. But while most local restaurants have so far survived, 90.5 WESA's Bill O'Driscoll reports they face an uncertain future.
Dinette is a beloved restaurant in East Liberty known for its gourmet pizzas and sunlit dining area. Local chef Sonia Finn founded it in 2008. She closed it March 15th, the day after Allegheny County reported its first case of COVID-19, she says.
For the public health, but also I don't think my employees should have to risk their health and the health of their families.
The next day, Governor Wolf required all restaurants in the county to cease dine-in service, an order that soon went statewide. About half of Pennsylvania's restaurants remain open for takeout and delivery, but Finn thought even that was too risky. She laid off all 11 of her employees and has spent 6 weeks watching her losses grow.
Zero income and coming in and zero revenue and lots of bills piling up. So, yeah.
The toll is substantial.
I knew that by the end of the month, I would have $20,000 due in bills that couldn't be paid.
That was for March.
And I also knew, or know now, that each month I'm not open is $10,000 in fixed costs. So I'm just going deeper in debt. My $10,000 each month.
Statewide, restaurants report an 80% decline in sales from this time last year, according to the National Restaurant Association, and they've laid off or furloughed more than 330,000 workers. With everyone following stay-home orders, takeout and delivery are up, but it's not enough. Herky Pollock is a co-owner of the Burgatory chain.
It's probably between around 15% of our normal revenue, 15 to 20% in some cases.
Burgatory is big by Pittsburgh standards, with 7 full-service locations. Pollock says the restaurant laid off 450 part-time workers, but all 180 full-timers remain on staff.
We're taking some losses, yes, but we're doing it largely to keep our full-time employees employed with the hopes that one day we'll come out of this and be able to reopen to the public, and we'll have our key staff and be raring to go at that point.
Burgatory has had help. It tapped the Paycheck Protection Program, or PPP, part of the federal government's pandemic aid package for small businesses. The PPP is a loan, but it's forgiven if at least 75% of the total goes toward paying employees. Other programs used by restaurants include an emergency disaster loan, the first $10,000 of which doesn't have to be repaid. Still, programs like the PPP were devised hastily, and restaurant owners, including Dinette's Sonia Finn, say its rules are unclear.
No loans like this have ever happened before, and there's so much confusion about them.
Many restaurateurs say they're unsure about how exactly to spend the funds so the loans are forgiven. John Longstreet heads the Pennsylvania Restaurant and Lodging Association. He says the confusion is understandable.
The concept of PPP was to put people back on the payroll, not necessarily bring them back to work.
PPP was designed as an alternative to unemployment compensation, but it's not worked out for everyone, Longstreet says. Some workers who receive unemployment plus a weekly $600 federal benefit have declined to return to their restaurant jobs under PPP, he says.
They're actually making as much as they were making before or more. And they're saying, you know, I don't need to come to work now.
Many restaurant owners add that with their businesses scaled back or shuttered, their real need is meeting expenses beyond payroll. Dinette's Finn.
The focus should be on money to support the small business to pay its fixed costs, rent, insurance, utilities, health insurance for employees, so that the business can stay afloat with no revenue coming in.
Longstreet says industry is working with government to correct such issues in the expected next round of federal coronavirus relief. Money for the PPP and the disaster loan have both run out. The industry also wants to extend benefits past June 30th. That's the date PPP benefits expire, but there's no guarantee restaurants will be back at full capacity by then. Restaurant owners hope they can hold on.
I think there should be more awareness of how important small businesses are going forward.
Bill O'Driscoll, 90.5 WESA News.